Ever wonder about bioidentical hormone replacement therapy? You know BHRT. Well, today we're diving deep with a true pioneer, Dr. Brenda Smith. She's got decades of experience, and trust me, this isn't just textbook stuff. We're talking real-life insights that can make a difference for you.
And you know what's really interesting about Dr. Smith? She started as an OBGYN, so she wasn't just reading about hormones. She was seeing firsthand how these shifts were affecting women in real life.
Oh, totally. And that's where her whole perspective changes things. You know, way back in 93, she started seeing that the typical approach, you know, like Premarin and Provera, it wasn't really working for a lot of women.
Right. And so many of her patients just weren't getting the relief they needed. And Dr. Smith, she really wanted to find something more natural, you know, something that could be personalized. And that's what really got her excited about BHRT.
And 93, that was early for this, right? I mean, she was kind of going against the grain, wasn't she? What was that like for her?
She was doing a ton of research on her own, you know, connecting with others who were starting to explore BHRT. And most importantly, she was listening to her patients.
So it's really about being ready to talk about your own health journey, right? Any patterns you've noticed, family history, that kind of thing?
Absolutely. This isn't a quick fix. It's about figuring out what's really going on. And, you know, this is something Dr. Smith feels really strongly about, especially with all these hormone shops popping up, promising these easy solutions.
Yeah, okay, so let's talk about that for a second. What are some red flags we should look out for? How do we even find a provider who gets this whole personalized approach?
It's a great question. And honestly, the biggest thing is finding someone who sees the whole picture, you know, not just your hormone levels.
Okay, so what does that look like practically?
Don't be afraid to ask questions. How much experience do they have with BHRT? How do they create a treatment plan just for you? What kind of test do they use? Do they even ask about your lifestyle? You know, stress, diet, all that. If they really align with Dr. Smith's approach, they'll be happy to talk about it all.
It's like you're saying, hey, I'm a real person, not just a walking hormone panel, right?
You got it. It should feel like you're working together, and, you know, finding a provider who respects that is just so important.
So we're getting into this personalized approach, right? Really understanding how hormones actually work in our bodies. And Dr. Smith gets really into the science here, but in a way that makes total sense.
Right. And she starts with something surprising, cholesterol. You know,
Yeah.
she reminds us that our bodies are incredible. They can take this one molecule and turn it into all these essential hormones like estradiol, progesterone, testosterone, the whole gang's here.
Okay, so quick refresher. Why are these hormones so important anyway? What are they actually doing?
So basically, every hormone has a unique shape, right? And that shape fits into a specific receptor in our cells. It's like a lock and key. So when the right hormone connects with this receptor, bam, it sets off all these important functions within the cell.
And since we're talking bioidentical hormones, those molecules are a perfect match for what our bodies naturally produce, so they fit those receptor locks perfectly. But this is where Dr. Smith gets really specific, because she's got a lot to say about how those hormones actually get delivered.
Yeah. And understanding this whole first pass effect thing that's crucial here, she talks about this a lot because it really explains why she prefers those BHRT creams over just taking hormones orally.
Okay, breakdown time. What is this first pass effect and why does it matter so much?
So think about it. When you swallow a hormone, it goes through your whole digestive system, right?
Right.
And then before it even gets into your bloodstream, it has to go through the liver. Now, your liver's amazing. It filters stuff out, metabolizes things, keeps everything running smoothly. But that process, it can actually change the structure of some hormones.
So they might not fit those receptor locks as well anymore.
Exactly. They might not be as effective. And on top of that, Dr. Smith says that putting that extra burden on the liver can be tough, especially long term. Our livers have enough to deal with.
So even if the hormones are natural, you know, bioidentical, that delivery method can totally change how they affect us.
100%. And that is why she's all about the BHRT creams. You put that cream on, it absorbs through your skin right into the bloodstream. No liver detour needed.
A direct route to where those hormones need to be.
Exactly. And because you're skipping that liver processing, you often need a much smaller dose, which is easier on your body. Dr. Smith saw this with her own patients. They had fewer side effects, and the results were much more consistent. But remember, everybody's different.
This isn't one size fits all, right? Just because Dr. Smith prefers this approach doesn't mean it's right for every single person.
You got it. And that's where the right kind of testing comes in. It's not just about starting BHRT, it's about tracking how your unique body responds to it.
And when it comes to testing, Dr. Smith has some pretty strong opinions on which ones give the most accurate results.
Oh, she does. And this is where her years of experience and her attention to detail really led her down this fascinating path.
So let's talk testing, because this is where Dr. Smith really challenges the norm. You know, she just wasn't convinced those standard blood tests were telling the whole story.
Yeah, and this is where her scientific mind really shines through. She saw these gaps.
Yeah.
You know, what the blood tests were saying and what her patients were experiencing. It just didn't add up.
So she starts digging deeper and discovers the work of another pioneer, Dr. Zava, and his research on saliva testing.
Oh, yeah. Dr. Zava's work was huge. It basically revealed this fundamental flaw in relying just on blood tests for hormones, especially when you're using VHRT creams.
Okay, so why is that? What are these tests actually measuring?
Remember that first pass effect we talked about? When those hormones get absorbed through the skin, they bypass the liver right into the bloodstream.
So they're ready to work, but maybe not showing up accurately in the blood.
Exactly. See, blood tests, they measure the total amount of hormone, but they don't tell you the difference between bound and unbound hormones.
Which is where that SHBG comes in, right?
Yeah.
That chaperone molecule.
Bingo. Lots of hormones, especially the ones we're talking about with BHRT, they need SHBG to travel through the blood. But it's those free hormones, the ones that have detached from SHBG, that are actually active in the body, doing their thing at the cellular level.
So it's like measuring the number of buses going by versus how many people are actually getting off at a specific stop.
Now, that is a great analogy. And saliva testing specifically, the way Dr. Zava developed, it measures those free unbound hormones right there in the tissues. It's a much more accurate picture of what's happening where it matters.
So this is super important for someone using those BHRT creams because the hormones might not even be hanging out in the bloodstream that long.
Exactly. And this is key if you're thinking about BHRT cream, especially if those traditional blood tests aren't giving you the full picture. Saliva testing could be a game changer. It's about getting that clear picture of what's going on at the cellular level.
Now, Dr. Smith does mention that insurance coverage for saliva testing can be a bit tricky. It's not always as straightforward as a regular blood test.
True. But she really encourages her patients to advocate for themselves. You know, talk to your doctor about the benefits of saliva testing. Look into options like using HSA or FSA funds.
Knowledge is power, right? The more you know, the better equipped you are to have those conversations.
100%. And it's not just about the hormones themselves. Dr. Smith emphasizes how important it is to support your body's own natural processes for true hormonal balance.
So we're talking lifestyle, nutrition, even specific supplements that can lend a hand.
Exactly. She talks about optimizing your diet so your body can metabolize and eliminate hormones, effectively managing stress levels, and even incorporating specific supplements that act like hormone helpers.
I love that, hormone helpers. What are some examples?
She mentions things like DIM, calcium D-glucrate, milk thistle. All natural stuff that can support your body's detoxification pathways and promote healthy hormone balance. But again, this is where working with a knowledgeable practitioner is so important.
It's about that personalized approach, right? Figuring out what your body needs to really thrive.
Exactly. It's about getting to the root cause, not just masking the symptoms.
This has been amazing. So many insights from Dr. Smith's own journey to the science behind BHRT, the importance of personalized testing, and of course, those hormone helpers. But if you take away just one thing from our deep dive today, let it be this your health journey. It's yours.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Dr. Smith's experience is invaluable, but ultimately it's about finding what works for you, finding a provider you trust, and asking those questions until next time. Keep exploring, keep learning, and keep diving deep into the fascinating world of your own health.